This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Anthony Beauvillier is going from Pittsburgh to Washington. The Capitals were looking for another forward, and they get one. I believe it's a second-round pick going back in return, and... the Winnipeg Jets have acquired defenseman Luke Shen from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Luke Shen, of course, was traded from Nashville to the Penguins a couple days ago in that Michael Bunting-Tommy Novak trade, and he now goes to the Jets. And one of the things about Winnipeg is they like a little bit of certainty, and Shen does have another year on his contract.
All right. Good afternoon. Greetings, and welcome to The Machine. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller across from me. Donnie on his way to a hot tourist destination, Staten Island, New York.
Scenic Staten Island, New York.
So Sean Randy Myers is producing us today over the next 4 hours. We have a ton to talk about. Penguins, trade, scuttlebutt rumors, and actual moves. We'll see what happens between now and three. We have Hal Gill, former Penguin, later this hour to talk about not only Tommy Novak, but some of his Penguins memories. We're looking forward to that. We might get Tyler Kennedy on the horn here. If something big happens, we'll hear from Kyle Dubas. We also can't ignore the Steelers, with this probably being the last time we all talk to each other before they start to make moves, because it opens for them noon on Monday with the legal tampering period. Kabali will be in studio. We also have a special guest at 5:15 on that. So it is jam-packed wall-to-wall. I just gleaned from what you told me off the air that Starkey has been critical of Kyle Dubas. I don't think he's being critical of Kyle Dubas's moves today. He's probably being critical of the total resume in Pittsburgh of Kyle Dubas, which I would agree with. And that's why I would say, as far as his work goes at this trade deadline, it's reminiscent to me of a kid who brings home a report card and he's getting F's in English, in science, in history, but you do see the A there in art. You do see the fact that when it comes to using the kiln and turning
the kiln.
Clay objects into works of art, being able to use a watercolors maybe nicely.
Was he Bob Ross?
That, you know, the kid does have a knack for art. I mean, he does have an artistic bone in his body. But everything else is really bad. This, to me, is that's what's happening here with Dubas. Like, I will give him credit. He got a second-round pick for Anthony Beauvillier, who is a one-year rental, just guy that plays up and down your lineup, and probably if your team is a really good team like the Capitals trying to win a Stanley Cup,
a fourth liner
might be, or watching games
healthy
in the press
stretch,
box.
Right.
Yes.
Sean Gentile, an A on the return there.
There should be an A for that, but that's an A on a pop quiz that counts for
1%
of
the grade. 1% of
your grade,
yeah,
or something like right. that. Yeah. And so, if we're going to do this as a "what have you done for me lately" exercise, then we should be saying nice things about Kyle Dubas. I'm happy that they sat down with Luke Shen, another one of these Kyle Dubas guys who he had in Toronto, who's very old, so he would have fit in with this team. And they said, hey, we have a desire to keep you. But he said, no, I want to go to a good team. And they took him up on that offer because I see no use for a dude in his late 30s who is the NHL's all-time leader in hits by a defenseman.
So you're saying that it was a bad decision for me to order a Luke Shen Penguins jersey when they traded for him?
No, well, it depends how you feel about what we're going to hear next. I believe Sean, he's trying to step up his game here with Donnie out, has prepared a nice Luke Shen tribute. Do we have that?
Yeah, I put a lot of work into
this, Luke Shen. This is the Luke Shen Penguins tribute montage that we have prepared for you. Oopsie.
Rank the two. Here, I'm going to ask you a tough question, Pony.
Yeah.
Rank these two tenures. Who had the more impressive run? Spencer Horwitz with Cleveland? Luke Shen with Pittsburgh? I can't even put Mike Piazza on the Marlins there.
I'm going to say Shen.
Played.
Listen to everything he brought to this team. Character, grit.
He's great in the locker room. Did he ever set foot in the locker room?
Look, this team stinks. One of those guys over there out in Vegas, a Kingurski, a Yoey, has to ask Sullivan after the game, Mike, just if you wouldn't mind, can you rank some of your favorite Luke Shen moments?
Tell us about what Luke Shen brought to this team in his tenure? You think Sullivan would be in a joking mood about that one?
Probably not if they lost. But then
how
again,
the mighty have fallen. I want to play for a contender. That's usually what people used to say to get to the Penguins. Get me the hell out of here. I want to go play for
a
good team.
And I'm happy that they said, great, we'll do that for you. We won't make you hostage on this team like Mike Tomlin hates. We don't have a use for all of those things that Sullivan just waxed poetic on. We'd rather get two more picks back. They have 12 picks in the 2025 draft. They have 8 picks in the 2026 draft. That's 30 picks in the next three drafts. 17 in the first three rounds.
Yeah, they have the most in the first three rounds in the NHL in the next three drafts. They have the most total. I mean, we're going to pick a player, sign the player, and build our team. They better be used as assets in trades eventually that they're starting to make.
So a lot of seconds and a lot of thirds. If you had to guess... I went back and from 2010 to 2019 because I wanted to go far enough back where I could pull players and reasonably be able to look at what their careers are. Because if I did the last couple of drafts, not many of those guys are in the NHL.
Yes.
So 2010 to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
How many second and third round picks from those 10 drafts do you think have gone to an all-star game?
Second and third round picks from a 10-year span.
Have been deemed all-star players.
Which it's easy to get onto an all-star team anymore.
So that's about 60 or so picks
in two rounds, yeah. So 600 players.
Yep. How many are all-stars or have been an all-star?
I'm going to say 28.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So under 5%.
Sean, you want to go, so you want to say above or below that?
So I said about, what, 4.8%.
There's less. Fewer.
There are fewer.
My mom would be very impressed about the grammatically correct usage.
24.
I wasn't that far off.
No, you weren't.
For a wild stab, I was not far off. No, they are.
It's hard to
they're
find.
They're ultra lottery tickets.
It's hard to find. You can find solid players. It's hard to find really good players in those rounds.
There's a reason in like the later rounds people talk about Zetterberg and Hornquist as being Hornquist case Mr. Irrelevant. Zetterberg was a 7th round pick. They're the exceptions that generally prove the rule. In hockey, you're building a team on 1st round picks, typically, like the real moneymaker players.
So I think that Dubas deserves praise for what he was able to get for these low-end players, to get something that might turn into a young player or at least a trade chip with a draft pick. Mm-hmm. But that should not give people warm and fuzzy thoughts, because he's effed up his big moves. And so that's probably why, you know, when we reached out to have Dubas on today after he talked, we didn't even get a response, because I think he understands that I think his approval rating is really a polarizing topic. I think some people think he's doing a good job given what the situation he inherited. And I think others are like actually way underwhelming. And I would probably fall more into that camp than the other camp, because he got off to such a terrible start with his big ticket moves.
I mean, if you take it, I think it's a lot of it is, what do you think his real marching orders were from the start? And here's what the people I've talked to have given me this opinion. They think more towards like he's been a disappointment. He's been underwhelming, because he really was trying to build a team that got back to the playoffs. And those moves weren't just those moves against that backdrop. Like, hey, I actually think these are good things that are going to help us, were colossal busts. The Jari deal and then the Graves deal. And so I think like now, here's what I don't get. Maybe you could help me talk through this briefly. You mentioned all those picks they have. You just did the ratio, how many second and thirds for a decade-long span became all-stars. Why are people, I guess, so overwhelming, who are like pro-Dubas, so overwhelmingly convinced that this is all going to work, that his rebuild will take? What it's really going to take is that they're the worst team in the NHL and have the lottery ball go their way. I guess I was already looking down the rabbit hole through Jesse Marshall's Twitter feed, because Jesse's all over like the prospects 3 years from now. There are a couple more quasi-generational type of talents coming up. They need to get one of those guys, or preferably both. When you have a Crosby and a Malkin, it's usually easier to jumpstart a rebuild. But like the idea that he has amassed all these picks and he can wheel and deal and turn them back into a contender, I think puts a lot of faith in two things. His acumen, like his ability to make the right moves, and then just this idea that there is such a depth of talent in the NHL draft every year that you're going to be able to cobble together a good team with the picks you actually do use on players.
It took them picking at the top of the draft 4 times. To build the core of the team that
became Malkin, Crosby, Fleury,
a Stanley Cup staple. Exactly. So it wasn't just one. Wasn't just like 1 year of hardship or pain and suffering. And you're saying that there's Dubas acolytes out there that think that this treasure chest of picks is going to lead them to the promised land?
I've seen a lot of people speak
very broad. Those people are delusional.
I'm not going to say who they are, because then we would be really casting some aspersions.
Oh, I love aspersions on a Friday.
I'm not taking out my fishing rod and casting any aspersions here. I'm just saying
it's a Lent Friday. We can get the aspersions going.
I am not going to asperse.
The time of year for aspersions.
There is no time of year for aspersions to be cast. Maybe I'll tell you off the air. It'll be a juicy blind item. But I have seen people very broadly express a lot of belief that this man is the right man to turn it around. And what you're seeing right now is like evidence of that, that he is doing such a great job of amassing. I watch enough hockey to know that a lot of these rebuilds where the best laid plans are put out there, we're going to amass picks, we're going to make shrewd moves, we'll have cap space, don't work out because you don't have a dude or dudes plural who are even close to the Crosby Malkin type of level.
That's why I think like we should not give him huge credit for nailing the minor moves and getting the major moves so wrong.
I don't even think he deserves that much credit for like correctly doing what anybody would do in a rebuild, which is amassing picks and trading assets.
But to make an analogy into another team, it would be like if you're a Pirates fan thinking that Ben Cherington claiming Joey Bart off waivers washes away the sins of using the first overall pick on Henry Davis or something like that. You screwed up the big decision that you had to make, but you absolutely hit a home run with like the little tiny decisions on the margins. That's what Anthony Beauvillier and Luke Shen trades are. We're still dealing with the GM who thought that giving Ryan Graves that contract was a good idea. How the hell could you trust that guy?
Charlie Borges told us that deal sucked the day it was signed.
I don't give a damn what the marching orders were or who the previous GM was. He gave that deal to that guy.
I think that's the, I mean, do you agree with me that that's the, of that and Jari's extension, that's the more indefensible, right? Because I feel that way. I do think there were probably voices in that organization who would have leaned on him, said, no, we believe in Jari. I don't think that needed to happen because I think he did believe in him. But the Graves one is the complete Kyle Dubas unforced error. Like, he's playing tennis and he just had a forehand and he just whacked it into the stands and it sucked. And he's got two contracts that he dealt, that he gave out, that are buyout candidates. Two that are that bad.
Coming up next, we'll give you the hottest Steelers rumor of the day. If a Penguins deal happens, we will immediately react to it all afternoon long. Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder, personal injury law firm, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now with Sean Myers headline.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.